You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Between Two Worlds Radio and TV, and this is Derek White Sky Cloud, your favorite psychic medium and paranormal investigator. And also, I have a very big surprise for all of you folks. I want to introduce this man here. Those of you I've emailed you, let you know that I do have a new co-host that's going to be working with me. This guy is, before I tell him who he is, this man is a 10-year commercial radio veteran, and he's worked in radio in Minneapolis as well as, I think it's called Dubuque, or Dubuque, Iowa, and I think it's Dubuque, and Central Wisconsin. So he's an American, not Canadian. In 2002, this fellow's name is Ryan, first name is Ryan, had a paranormal experience at an ancient Native American burial ground. While the exact meaning of this experience remains a mystery, it is something that has stuck with Ryan ever since. And later that year, after 7 years as a full-time police officer, he began hosting a local radio radio talk show that eventually focused on paranormal topics. Now, the show started to gain a following, and it was eventually aired on several Wisconsin stations. And in 2006, Ryan felt that the need to return to a career that he fell in love with before his talk show, and which is now he's protecting and serving citizens in a small town in Wisconsin on a full-time basis. The intuition that Ryan learned to harness while learning from several psychics has helped Ryan in his law enforcement career. Investigations sometimes seem to go a bit differently when an intuitive police officer is conducting them. Ryan now has the best of both worlds, his love for radio and the passion for bringing interesting guests and topics to listeners never faded, and the new Ryan Lindsay show began airing on internet in the 2008. Now, one of the most popular segments of the Ryan Lindsay show is Psychic Wednesdays, and the Fascinating Psychic featured every Wednesday afternoon. This man emailed BBS Radio. He scouted a lot of shows, and he emailed BBS Radio, and he contacted Don Newsom, our owner and director and producer. And when I mentioned to Don that I wanted to get a co-host for my show, I was thinking about getting a co-host because I've been doing a lot of traveling a lot lately, and I didn't want to just keep on playing archives all the time. So next thing you know, here it happens, and Ryan just somehow passed the email over to Don, and Don says, "Hey, there may be somebody you might like." So I had a chat with Ryan, and we had a chat with each other on the phone, and somehow we just somehow got along. We just shared donuts and coffee together. Anyways, with no further ado, I have a new friend and co-host. This is Ryan Lindsay. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you, Derek. I'm very excited to be joining you on the show. I'm quickly becoming a big fan of yours.
Oh, good. I'm glad. a lot of people that know me in my field, in my area, sometimes they call me the psychic rock star because of my long hair, and they call me something else on top of that. But as long as I don't have any dirty names, that's okay.
Yeah, I've been called a few dirty names myself, being a police officer.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Yeah, sure. Now, you know what? The first thing I'm going to say is that when I read your piece about yourself on your other radio show, when you said you experienced an ancient Native American burial ground, where did that happen?
Well, it's in central Wisconsin. It was my first time visiting this particular area. Now, the white man has called this particular area in Wisconsin Powers Bluff. And it comes from, there were several Native Americans living on this bluff in the center of Wisconsin. And it's actually the base of a very ancient mountain ridge in Wisconsin. For listeners who know the Wisconsin area, it's a very ancient mountain ridge that goes through Wausau, into Marshfield and down into, almost the Milwaukee area. But it's been whittled down and carved down through the years. And some of the peaks of this area were used by the Native Americans when white men were basically pushing them out of their lands that they had already inhabited. And so they were able to find this area, now named Powers Bluff, which the Native Americans called Skunk Hill, especially the Ho-Chunk Indians at that time, which called it Skunk Hill. And it's become a county park in the area, and it was given to the county through basically paperwork and the way things were done, basically back taxes and so forth. So the county just somehow acquired this land, how it went.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful park, and there's still some areas rock settings and rock formations. You can still see where some dance rings actually were, and it was inhabited by Native Americans up till about the 1940s, 1950s, in this area in central Wisconsin. And so I was with my family there. We were walking a trail, which was known as the Potawatomi Trail, and I was going through a very difficult time, and actually just, I remember walking through this area and just thinking, literally, what path should I go down? And it was a time when I was thinking, should I pursue the law enforcement thing? Do I pursue this new radio career, which was kind of a reemergence of my radio career? And I really suddenly started getting an impression in my mind. Now your average psychologist may say this is a delusion, but it was so real to me that it was a voice. I felt a presence of a Native American male over my right shoulder following me, and there was some phrase being said over and over and over again. And I hesitate to say it over the air, over the radio here. Maybe someday, Derek, I'll just see if you get anything.
Okay.
Maybe before I just blurt this out over the radio here, because it seems real personal to me still. But it was, I'm a white boy. I look like I just got off the boat from Norway into Wisconsin here, and I'm as far from Native American as you can get. But this sounded like a Native American Indian phrase to me, and so I just kept that with me. And as soon as my foot touched blacktop, when we got off the path, and my foot touched blacktop, that phrase was gone. It just left. The feeling of the male Indian over my shoulder left.
Yeah.
And I told my wife immediately, write this down, or remember this. And I told her what the phrase was. And ever since then, I've felt a more direct path, that I didn't feel like I'm just floating around anymore. I felt a little more sense of what I want to do and what I need to do, and that ultimately led to a combination of the law enforcement and radio careers, and especially with the paranormal talk and getting in touch with spiritual people. And now I'm able to use that knowledge of both in my life every day.
Wow. Now, also, what I did read also about you was, we already know that you are a Wisconsin police officer. Now, is it 7 years now, or have you been there, or is it since you, or is it more than 7 years now?
It's going on about 9 years now, actually.
Oh, okay. So come here. Giving them the code here to get into Pal Talk room. We just have a bit of a glitch here.
Oh.
It won't take long to get fixed. Okay. Yeah, so basically now, it's interesting because every time somebody actually goes through an experience of paranormal activity or paranormal awakening, you go through, you know, yours is basically, I would say, like you said, on the native burial ground. You're meant to be there at the time when this actually did happen.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
So, you know, that you were supposed to be there to know and recognize it, to feel it, because spirit does that to people, let them know that if you're wanting to learn something from them, they're going to be there. And I know because it's happened to me a few times, not being on a burial ground, but it happened to me where I had to go through experience the presence of native chiefs that actually were crossed over, or other people crossed over, and myself being the half-breed, we call ourselves, or the Métis, I have ancestors that are of other cultures, but also people that I've never met before either in my life, but yet in spirit, they're there with me all the time. Now also, too, I'll let everybody else know out there, we do have the Pal Talk chat room and also the BBS Radio chat room. Those of you who are going to the BBS Radio chat room for the very first time, you just basically go to the front page. You'll see my pretty face on there. I'm waving hi, hi. And also, to the left, folks, you're going to see on the left side of the page, it says how to listen. When you get onto that page, you can click on that button, or that word says how to listen. Click on that page, and you'll see the phone numbers on there. And also, besides the phone numbers, down below that it says to register the BBS Radio chat room, you can register in the chat room as well. And it's very easy. It doesn't cost you nothing, just like everyone else. You just want to make sure you have an identity of some sort, whether you call yourself Little One or Big One or something else. Now, also, too, what else we've got here? We've got also the Pal Talk chat room. We have a lot of people in the Pal Talk chat room. I'd like to welcome everyone here. And also tonight, we're going to be doing readings on radio as well. So, folks, if you guys want to call in toll-free numbers, you know, like you want to ask a question, we prefer you to call in because these are toll-free, and it makes it a whole lot easier. So the toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227. That's in the States. 877-876-5227. And also in Canada, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. That means any of you folks, if you're actually in another country, another part of Europe, hey, you can actually call in as well and ask questions. if you want to investigate somebody, you can call my friend here. But it has to be in Wisconsin. Anyway, we're going to have fun, I think.
I think so.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. We've got a few glitches here. I just had my producer tell me they're having a little bit of problem trying to streamlink the Pal Talk room to the station. Sometimes that happens once in a while if there's a bit of a cross of something else. We've got a plane flying above us right now, too, as we speak. I'm right not too far from the airport, and they like to land just when you're doing the show. So they're doing the 8 o'clock flyover. Well, as either that or also spaceship, you can make a choice decision for yourself. I think we're going to do fine. Now, also, too, when yourself and your show, what type of people did you actually interview on your show? Who did you bring in?
I have tried to have a very diverse show. It just seems that I have a flair for the paranormal, the spiritual. I enjoy talking about that a lot, but I like talking with, you know, I'm a sports fan, so occasionally I have sports guests. You know, sometimes just life in general, the things that we all find ourselves going through. And what I noticed as I was doing the show, when I was doing it on a daily basis on the commercial radio station, that I started to gain a following a bit, and people started calling me up saying, you know, Ryan, to a different extent, of course, but they were saying, Ryan, this is almost like when I go to church, and on that day I go to church, all of a sudden the pastor or the priest or something, and Derek, I'm getting a tone here. Are we okay?
Means that somebody's calling us right now as we speak.
Excellent, okay.
Okay, we got a caller calling in. Hello? We have a caller calling in.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Sharon. I'm from from the U.S.
Your name, you speak a little louder, my dear.
I'm sorry, I'm Sharon from the U.S.
You're Sarah?
Sharon from the United States.
Oh, from the United States? Whereabouts?
Yes. From Massachusetts.
You're from Massachusetts?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just thought I'd call in. I don't really, I'm kind of trying to figure out what your show is about or what happens when you do call in, so maybe you can let us all know.
Well, basically, if you want to call in and you want to get a reading, we do that for you as well. Tonight we have Ryan Lindsay, who actually is a police officer. I'm actually working on training Ryan as a professional psychic.
he's got great intuitive abilities.
He's got great intuitive abilities, and I'm working on the guy. We've only known each other for a couple of days, but I think it's going to end up being itself a good, solid connection here. But anything specifically you want to ask about?
Well, I guess, let's see. I guess I would say if you get anything on my job / financial future, it'd be great.
Okay. The first thing I want to say here with you is that I'm seeing what you call a big shopping mall, like a big, huge mall. So I'm not sure if you actually yourself are doing, working in a mall or doing, working in a shop in that sort, but I'm feeling that you'll be involved applying to this area. Does that make sense at all?
No, not yet. I haven't done anything like that in, a long, long, long time.
Okay,
but
what do you do for work right now?
Right now I'm unemployed, just recently unemployed, so kind of having a nice summer vacation, I guess you'd say.
Okay, what did you want to do for work?
What did I want to do?
Something I enjoy,
I guess. I at this point, am not clear. But
okay.
I do know that I want it to be something. I guess I got to figure that out. Yeah.
Like I said before, I'm seeing you in a mall, like it's like a big shopping center. You're there. You're inside. You'll be making some decisions for a very temporary time. It's not a permanent job. It's something temporary that will hold you over. But to me, it feels like as if you're dealing with you're recovering over something very stressful that you dealt with in the past. Besides, since you no longer have this the last job. But it's almost like saying you need some time off and enjoy something a little more lighter on the shoulders instead of something feeling too much pressure on the back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. There was a little bit of things going on there, so that does make sense.
Yeah, so probably most likely it would be involved in some sort of sales, but it's not a permanent place. Probably about 6 months to a year, but you're there for a little bit until you finally get on your feet and you make a decision what you want to do. But I'm also seeing you go back to school and re-educate. Because I'm seeing you with a briefcase in your hand that you will be decide to wanting to work for yourself, but you will be working for somebody else down as well.
That makes sense. I did apply to go to school.
Yeah.
But that does make sense. That part does make sense to me. The other might be, in the future, so that's why I'm not seeing it myself,
But there's something going to be to do with advertising that's around you that you will be involved with as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now I think we got it all figured out because our BBS radio guy's in. Got him. He's got my hook. Hey, he's got the microphone. Good. Now we're doing well. Okay. excellent. Now, what do you think of that so far, Ryan?
Interesting. I wonder, are most of your readings actually over the phone, or do you do many in person?
I do I do readings on the phone as well as at home, in my home. And this is what I do for a living, is actually work as a psychic medium. And I go out and do paranormal investigations, and I also work as a Indian Residential School Survivor Society counselor. I'm also the curator of the Mechip Métis Preservation Site, or Métis Museum, here in Vancouver. So pretty well a lot of things that I'm always involved in, like helping our own Native community, and as well as non-Native community, but I'm always involved in everything. Plus our radio show.
Do you notice much of a difference in the connection with people, with doing readings, whether it's over the phone or in person?
You know what? That's basically how, it's like a communication's communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's phone or whether it's in person or not in person, I find that either way, it's still an energy connection to the people from the other side, whether it's on the other side or not. I like it when a person's next to me, close to me, because I can actually spend a lot more time with them besides just being on the phone. But if necessary, if I have to, I will. So I think we got another caller calling in.
Okay.
Hi, this is Nancy. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was seeing if you can tell me anything about my health as far as what I can do to feel better or if there's something that I should know.
Yeah, you know what? The first thing we're getting here is that they're talking about your lungs.
Oh.
That it's almost like not specifically as a bad thing, but I'm also like almost like it's like a lung cleanser to do. Like how do you say it? If you're dealing with something to do with asthma, is there asthma in your family?
Not that I know of.
Okay, there is something in your home that you may be affected by. That check your home and see if there's any kind of mold in there.
Okay.
Because I feel down the road you may end up starting having a bit of a lung issue to the mold.
Okay.
Because I'm seeing, I'm looking in an area where there's a moisture. Most likely it's either a basement. I'm not sure if your house is, if you actually have a house that's basement or, but to me, I'm like, I want to go to the laundry room. And it looks like there's mold in a certain area of the house.
Okay.
I would check that out, and it looks like it's black in color. It may not be seen, but I would say check it out just for the heck of it. And I'd also like to get you to give me a call back and let me know if it is there, because I like people to give me confirmation.
Right.
So, but it's in the way I'm just being shown lungs. Not as something as terrible now, but just basically be aware of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also, the part two, I'm also being shown as if I'm going to the back of my neck and back of my lower spine. So whatever you're dealing with now, as far as your health is concerned, is to stay fit.
Okay.
You know, like I feel like if I want to, you ever thought of doing yoga?
I haven't tried yoga. Right now, my pain level and my fatigue is so bad that I can barely get up and go to work because I have to work, and then I come home and I crash for the rest of the day.
I bet it's your lungs. I guarantee I bet it's your lungs. Spirit's telling me that it's about your lungs. I would recommend to go see a doctor, for you to see a physician if necessary, or even an alternative health practitioner and talking about your lungs, or do what you call an iridology and have a look at your eyes, and they'll exactly tell you what you're dealing with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Makes sense?
Very much.
Okay,
no,
take
right
care.
Now it doesn't, but, you know, I know that things will come when they're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm hope I'm not off, but I'm positive that I'm not. Oh, by the way, before you leave, there is a male here, male figure, your family member. I'm also feeling like he's actually either he's a father or grandfather to your father's side. He tells me he's crossed over. He wants to say hello to you.
Oh, that's probably my father.
Okay. He's very strong. He says, "Don't let her go until I tell her." I said, "Tell her I love her."
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so he's also shows me. Did he take you to the zoo? I'm showing zebras.
When I was a little girl, it's about the only thing we ever did together.
Okay, well, he's showing me the zoo, and he showed me the fond memories of between you and him.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He's letting you know that he's there around you as often as you need him.
Oh, that's good to know. I miss him.
Okay. Well, he doesn't miss you. He's there all the time. Well, you take care.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
So what do you think, Ryan?
I think you really, you touched her heart.
I think I did.
That's what it's all about.
I want to talk to you about something else that you and I had talked about just before, I think it was yesterday, before yesterday. You were at the station, right? You were listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, you got to listen to this. This is going to blow you away. Ryan and I are talking, and he's at the station, and he's listening at the radio, you know, which is a station radio, and whatever happens, happens. Calls in, call in. He kept hearing a voice of a child come on the radio. Now, this is a city police station. They don't have children's voices that come on radios. Nobody's father lets a child come on the line. Do you remember the voices of those of that boy that came on there? What words he said?
He was saying, the first time it caught my attention.
Yes.
And I think I may have been kind of rude, Derek, and I said, hey, shut up a second. because it was just, that's something you never hear. A child over the police radio, or for, you know, for folks at home, like a police scanner, you never hear a child on there. I thought it was somebody screaming at first, and then that's when everyone's ears perk up. And so then I pay attention to it, and I hear, and it was a distant voice, and it was a child saying, stop calling me.
Yeah.
And then the more I listened, it was, you're calling me, stop calling me. And it was about two or three times. And this
was
over the whole
time. I guess somebody on my side was probably trying to make contact with that boy. And that's why he said, stop calling me. Because you and I were talking about spirits in your station.
Mm-hmm.
So that child didn't like to be bothered because he's roaming through the station.
It was amazing to me. I got those, I guess you could say, the chills of confirmation, or maybe it was the chills of something else. But
I'll tell you this, who that child is. You want to know who the child is?
Who?
Okay. One of your officers had lost a son. And that son follows that officer to work every day.
Hmm.
And so he sits with him at his desk. I would say this may have happened about 20 years ago. So I would check that one out and see what you got. I've got another caller calling in. Hello? Anyone there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who do we have here?
Hello, this is Debbie. I was just calling in to see if I could get a reading.
Okay. Debbie, where are you from?
Florida.
Atlanta?
Florida.
Florida.
Can you hear me?
You're from Florida?
The radio on the internet sounds really bad.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Because the radio sounds really scratchy on there.
I'm coming scratchy? Well, I'll tell you why. If I do sound scratchy, it's the energy of the spirits. Because sometimes when you do a radio show, they like to play with the wiring, so to speak. And if the radio station is kind of scratchy, it's not our station. It's actually probably the feed of the stream link. I'm also on the Ustream.tv, so I'm set up that way as well. But it shouldn't cause any crossings or any mix-ups. Also, too, I've done radio with other stations. Say, for example, I'm also being syndicated. I'm being picked up by APSR Radio, and they pick us up right after they do their show. And they're the Alabama Paraspiritual Radio Program, and so they've also had the same similar problems. Whenever I come on radio with them, there's always static. So that's normal because it's because of the strength or the energy of someone who's presence in spirit that are there. And they like to use all the energy they can to build up. So I can make the contact for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that happens. So it's not my fault. I actually shut down a radio station one time. I did an AM station. I was actually under 1410 CFUN here in Vancouver. And we had a monitor set up. We had the computer panel all set up. My producer is behind the glass on the other side, and I freaked them out because the phone lines got crossed over so badly that nobody knew who what is what. Plus, the monitor went black, and when the young lady called from Ontario to get a reading, there was actually a face that showed up on the monitor, and it was the mother who's passed away, and she showed herself to me on that monitor to make contact with her daughter who just made the call that night.
Oh, my.
So these things do happen. They will try their darnest to make contact because I have no fear of the other side, and I'm very relaxed with that. So they try their darnest because I understand the connection. And my producer got so freaked out, she quit her job because the lights were on and off in the studio. So I went through three producers. So this is mild. So what can we do for you?
I'd like to know if you see a move coming from me or anything.
A move?
I don't know what to ask. Yeah, like a move.
Let's see here. I will tell you this right now. I'm being shown a male next to you who you're having difficulties with that you haven't made decision to either leave him or him leaving you. I'm being shown here an unsettled relationship that hasn't completed itself. Does that make sense?
You see an unsettled relationship?
Are you in a relationship, yes or no?
I know you're talking about my kid's father.
Yes. I'm being shown here. Does he drive a truck?
I can't hear you. What?
Like a, looks like a, like a, like a pickup truck. Does he drive one of those?
Yes, he does. He does have a pickup truck.
Okay. And and does he live in a small town? To me, it feels like I'm in a small town or from a small town. Like Texas?
Kind of small.
Like Minnesota, Texas, that kind of area?
Florida.
Florida? Okay. But he's from a very small town. Like I'm looking at about maybe a population like 2,000 to 10,000.
It's kind of small. I mean, I'm from Massachusetts usually. So this
okay,
is
you're
from
Massachusetts. Because I'm being shown...
Yeah, but I'm in Florida now.
Yeah. You're from Massachusetts, and he's yep. from Florida, or is he was in the area?
No, I'm in Florida now, though. He's in Florida, the guy you're talking about.
Yeah, no, you're talking about the fall. You're not done, this guy, for some reason. That's why you're having a hard time moving. That's why I'm seeing here you're having a hard time moving because of this fellow. What are the restrictions and rules for your relationship? Because if you need to let him know that you're moving to this location, if by law you're given that permission. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I can't hear you good.
Okay, if by law, by permission, you would have to get
permission. Okay, I hear you now.
Understand?
No, that's not it.
That's not
without
it?
Without a state, no. No, I was just wanting to move to a different house.
You're moving to a different house, not out of the area?
No, I'm going to stay in the area.
Okay.
But I have another kid's father that's out of state.
Yeah, because I'm being shown here an unsettled relationship that's not completed yet that has to be taken care of. Because this guy, to me, in the way I'm seeing his response, that he's pissed. He's not done yet. He's an angry young man. I'm seeing him slamming the door of his truck.
I wonder if that's my ex.
Okay. I would check that out. You understand what I'm talking about? Ryan, do you remember, you know what it's like, you know, by the law, when a person, certain people cannot take a child or children with them if they're separated and know the rules. Does that make sense?
Oh, certainly. If the custody situation hasn't been completely settled yet through the circuit court.
Yes.
Then her custody arrangements would need to be settled for that.
Exactly. That's what I'm seeing here. Does that make sense, Debbie?
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking about moving out of state. But I know what you're talking about. Like, say if I wanted to move.
Yeah. Because to me it feels like you want to go further than you think. It's not just a short move, but I think you may end up going further than you think. I'm also being shown here, I'm actually at the shore. I'm at a beach. to me, it feels like you're actually wanting to move to a close by to a beach. Even the word Florida has somehow a little bit influence to it, but you're in a small area of Florida, not a big city of the area of Florida. You're in a small area where it's almost like a very private beach type area, because I'm seeing you near water, near the ocean.
Yeah, that's why I want to move near the ocean.
Sorry?
That's why I want to move. I actually am near the ocean now, but I want to move near the beach.
Okay, it will happen, but give yourself time. But I'm also seeing you also, for some reason, near a restaurant or working in a small place that will bring you comfort so you can actually raise your kids there. Like it's something close to the beach.
You see me working in a restaurant?
Yeah, it's like a restaurant or a business of sorts, but it's close to the beach. You'd be working in that area.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
See what you can do from that. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow. This is getting pretty fine.
Yeah, that was interesting. I could hear both of you fine. And it seemed like, Derek, you were connecting with her, but she just couldn't hear you enough to be able to confirm it to you. But I think, yeah, kind of being in the middle, I mean, literally in the middle of both of you, being in Wisconsin, she's in Florida, you're up there in Canada.
Yeah.
I think if she was having a custody situation and the male half was having a hard time with seeing his kids being moved out of state or out of county, even some jurisdictions are that strict. You know, Florida law might be different.
Exactly. That's what I saw for her. I mean, sometimes people don't like to hear any kind of bad news or hesitancy or detaining, you know, like delaying what they want to do. They want, a lot of people say, okay, you're free, run, you know, go do your own thing. But you know what? Sometimes I see what I see that's important that needs to be taken care of first before you can actually just run.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens sometimes. It's hard to explain, but that's what I get from people, and I just got to go with it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You're something like I'm sitting there like I'm stunned, like I'm hit, like a deer hitting with lights here.
Oh. It's just I really find it fascinating that do you get a lot of people calling up with just, hey Derek, give me a reading. My name is Mary, give me a reading, because I've always found it it's a little easier if they have some sort of question or somewhere at least to, I mean, granted you're the psychic, but some sort of question or something they want a little bit of help with.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we do. What I try to do is I promote myself to the public to let them know that, you know, here's a complimentary reading for you, and if you're interested in doing a full reading, they can go to my website, and which I'm under whiteskycloud.com, and I have PayPal on there, so if they want to do spend a half an hour, an hour with me, they can. I mean, that's what I'm here for. But also, I like to talk about informative information, informative events that happen across the world, that everybody's always curious about the paranormal or the unknown, or even police officers. So, I mean, I don't know much what really police officers can do. I mean, basically, like we and I are talking about the idea when you were saying, do they use cops, or do they use psychics for it with cops? You know that all? Do we use it, psychics with cops?
A little bit. It's hard to go into court and say, you know, hey judge, I know that that this guy stole this car because a psychic told me.
Yeah,
it's a little hard to prove that.
Yeah, but I was feeling this guy stole my car.
Yeah, but it is a tool that can be used to keep an investigation going. And
yeah.
I think I've been able to use, like I've said before, my intuitive ability enough, just enough to say, gosh, this guy's involved somehow. I got to keep asking him. I got to keep this communication going and get him to admit to it, or get him in such a pickle that he can't get out of it.
Yeah.
So that's how I've used it so far.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We got a caller calling in, I believe.
Sounds good.
Okay, we have a caller here. Hello.
Hello.
We have a caller in.
Hi.
Yes, who am I talking to?
I have a question. Oh, my name is Reggie.
Your name is Reggie? Where are you from,
yeah.
Reggie?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Yep, Ohio.
What kind of question do you have for me? Or even for Ryan?
Sorry, say that again.
What question do you like to ask for me or Ryan?
I just want to know, was there any messages from my spirit guides, especially about my spiritual path?
What I get here for you, my friend, is I sense a little bit of sadness around you that needs to sort of, you need to perk up your life a little bit more. Stepping forward. Now, I'm seeing a lot of music around you, and like a lot of interest of music that actually surrounds you. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. You ever thought of wanting to become a DJ? Like a musical or like spin records, that kind of thing?
No, not really.
What did you do for school?
With school, I'm doing graphic design.
There's going to be something effectively in your life that's going to base into music. I don't know what it is. I'm not too sure what that means, but there's I'm being shown here someone here who's crossed over. I'm being shown a male figure is crossed. Now, a funny thing is that they're mentioning Ryan's name, so I'm not sure if you had also a Ryan in your family. Does that make sense at all?
No, I didn't know Ryan.
Was there someone in your family that actually was involved with the police?
Yeah, just currently, yeah.
I'm sorry, speak up?
Yeah, just currently, there was a situation.
Okay, that's where Ryan comes in the picture. You want to share with Ryan what happened?
I can't really tell you the whole details, but a cousin of mine got an altercation, and he got us in big trouble, so... That's all I can say.
Okay, are you worried about what's going to happen with his consequences?
Sorry, say it again.
Are you close to this man?
Yeah.
Like, were you with him when this event happened?
No.
But you know all about it?
Yeah.
Okay. I would say to stick to your own personal life, but don't worry about how life is, but you need to start to be more positive about yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
It's wonderful to turn to all kinds of psychics for assistance, but what you need to do, my friend, is start believing in yourself more and creating something very positive, which basically what you're doing as far as school is concerned, be positive and look forward to it and have a great life with that. If other people try to convince you saying you're not going to have a great time or you're this and you're that, don't let yourself get fooled. Stay with what you're doing and enjoy what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay? Because, like I said before, I'm also seeing, if you want to be a graphics designer, but get involved, there's music around it too, by the way. So there may be something, maybe it's based on computerized graphics, not just graphics as in, you know, handwritten type of graphic. But there's music involved, and you'll be around it because I'm being shown a mixing board. So that means that you're around music too, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19? You're just getting started. Getting started. So just try not to let things get to you. Just be positive.
Okay, I will.
Okay. You take care.
Reggie, if I could, real quick, ask.
Yeah.
Have you started getting involved in magic and the mystical arts and so forth?
Well, sort of, yeah. I mean, I study, yeah.
Okay.
Like, in metaphysics, yeah.
Okay. And Derek got into this a little bit, utilizing many psychics, calling a lot of psychics to get to get information about the path you should go down?
Well, yeah, I talked to like three before.
Okay. Because yeah. I noticed that people will do that sometimes. They'll call a lot of different psychics looking for two that will give the same information or finding one that will give them exactly what they want to hear. And that might not be the best path to take. Maybe find one that you really click with, or just put it into your own mind and go your own road, because you seem to have a good grasp on what you want to do. It seems like you want some clarification. You want somebody else to tell you that, Reggie, yeah, that's a good idea for you. But you know better than anyone else.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, you be positive. You take care of yourself.
Okay, I will.
Okay, take care. These kind of things do happen, and you're right, Ryan. I get that a lot, where there are certain people. I've actually had clients that come and see me, and they've gone to three or four or five mediums, or psychics, or healers of sorts, and each one will always, sometimes they'll always have a little bit of contradiction between each other. And there are people out there that they want, one psychic to be better than the other. They'll say, well, you were my favorite psychic for a while, until they meet somebody else and they hear something even better that they like, and they'll say, well, he or she is better than you. And that's not what we're here for. We're here trying to give you positive feedback about your personal self-worth, so then you can make the decisions yourself. Now, we don't make decisions for them.
Right.
We try to give them guidance. It's basically what this is all about, is to give people guidance. We're not always the teacher all the time. You have to be your own teacher and experience. I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, and what I think you relate to people, this isn't something that's written in stone. It's suggestions and what you see at this particular time. They can choose to take your
yep.
advice or guidance. If they don't, well, then down the road, yeah, they may say Derek didn't know what he was talking about. There are many times if they do take the path that you suggest, they may really find themselves reaping the benefits.
Exactly. Makes a lot of sense. So, yeah. You know, you did pretty good there, being a little bit of psychic work, when you asked him if he was practicing something.
Well, I'm not sure why that popped into my head, but it just it seemed to.
That's exactly how it works. You trust your intuition. Right. We have another caller calling in.
Yes, Derek.
Yes, who am I talking to?
Nick in Costa Rica.
Nick in Costa Rica. Hi, Nick. How you doing?
Yeah, all pretty good.
Long time no hear.
Yeah. Tell me something. Do you see anybody around me? I've got a few things going on. I'm wondering maybe, you know, you might have some information from the other side for me.
Well, before you have said anything, I'm hearing the name Dad. Is your father crossed over?
Yes.
Your dad's here right now.
Uh-huh.
And he tells me he's disappointed with someone here. What's going on?
Disappointed.
Yeah. Not with you. Someone else. There's a female.
Disappointed with a female?
Yeah.
Oh, probably my stepmother.
What's going on?
Well, she's not speaking to anybody on our side of the family, nor is my half-sister. It could be her, too.
This woman's older that he's upset with, or disappointed.
Yeah,
upset.
Well,
disappointed.
That would be my stepmother, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to make things clear. Most likely you're going to hear this. She needs to hear that about your dad saying that he hears everything she says.
Uh-huh.
So somebody's starting a rumor that did not exist. It was never true. Somebody started a rumor, and they started to spread it. You know, we call it the moccasin telephone.
I don't know what that rumor would be, but
and it's based on, they're bringing up China, like household items. And I'm either they went missing or that sort of thing.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
Okay, just throw that at that. As far as you are concerned, he's pretty proud of you.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Because your dad's doing this to me. I want to say this to you. I'm not sure if he's seeing me on TV, but your dad's got my hands. He's got his hands together like this, as if he's praying. And he's shows me he's hanging on to a rosary, and the rosary's hanging between his hands. Was your father religious?
Not really.
Okay, the only way I can say it, when a rosary means to me is two things. One, either being religious or having faith. You need to start having more faith in yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Not to worry about how things work. And I'm also being shown here about a house change or a house move. But I'm also being, that's why I'm being shown that, not to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be me, because I'm going to build another house. That one too will be, that one will be almost directly on top of a fault line, and this one is pretty close to it. It's only a half mile away where I'll be built.
Okay, there you go. House change, house move. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Your dad's pointing out the word about having faith. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay.
But pray that it all works well for you. Like basically, you know, it doesn't hurt to make a few prayers to say, I need your help.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
Your dad's good with a hammer.
Yes.
He'll pound on the walls, let you know he's around.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That's who the guy is that's making the noise in the house.
There's a lot of noises around here. I don't know. So that's why I'm moving.
They may go with you, though.
Yeah, he'll go with you. He's got the hammer and ready to go.
That part is okay, but, you know, everything else is too noisy here, and building a cemetery right across the street.
Oh!
So.
Not like burying the dead in front of your house, eh?
Yeah. Does he know anything about something I might be receiving in the mail here pretty soon?
Is this based on a relationship?
I don't know. It's something that he, in his name, and I don't know what it is. I'm going to find out.
This is probably
maybe
from the family. Like I said to you before, remember I said, don't believe everything you hear. It could be is rumor. This is probably.
Well, this is an account maybe that he had or something that maybe he didn't tell his wife about. I don't know. But
yeah,
I was.
I've got a funny feeling your dad's got something here that he's not. Has not told everybody that he had done. I think I told you that once before.
Well, we'll see what it is. It's, you know, I was watching Dateline the other night, you know, and they had the show where you could see if there's any accounts in the name, and he does have something in his name, but I have to research it and find out what it is. I don't think it would be very much.
Does it involve police officers?
He had a lot of friends that were police officers.
That's what I'm saying. Does it involve police officers?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you never know. You never know.
No.
That's all I can give you right now, my friend. We're getting close to the closing, so thank you
okay.
for coming on.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we're getting close to time, Nick. All right, Nick. Thank you, Nick, for coming on. We're getting close to that time right now, Ryan. I think this is going to work out well.
Yeah, this was fun. Time kind of flew by as it does when you're having fun.
Yeah, now this is basically, I mean, me doing readings. I mean, what's going to happen when we start interviewing people, this is going to work out well. I really feel it's going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you to do more talking.
Well, I wanted to get... you know, I wanted to get my feet wet a little bit, figure out how you like to run. You are the founder of the show, after all. I'm kind of coming in here afterwards, but
we're gonna have fun. I'm sure
we're getting used to each other. I think this will be nice.
Well, I'd like to thank you for being here, Ryan. You're on, man. You're part of this show.
My pleasure. We're gonna do well with it.
Well, folks, I'd like to thank you very much for listening to Between Two Worlds Radio, and you're listening to Derek White, Sky Cloud, and Ryan Lindsay. And next week, folks, we're going to be surprising some new guests because we bring out some new people coming in. So we'll inform you ahead of time and email you out. Also, like to thank the people that were actually on the Pal Talk chat room and the BBS Radio chat room. It's been fun reading your blogs and chatting with you. And looking forward to seeing folks next week. In the meantime, in between time, that's it. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and
Ryan Lindsay.
Take care, folks. Be safe out there. We'll talk to you then.